All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. So we're only going to do this one, but we're going to do it for an hour. So yeah, we're going to do all the stuff that I would normally do, the 3 days. I'm just going to do an hour of this and an hour of the nurses, the night shift nurses. And that's going to be this week. So all right, let's go ahead and get started. We stop at about 2:45. Huh? Hidden power? What in the world is that supposed to mean? Come to think of it, she gave me that really serious look this morning, too. That face from this morning, along with these strange words just now. Let me fix this a second. All right. She must have something she wants to tell me, after all. And if it's something bad, then I'd rather hear it sooner rather than later. I make up my mind to ask her about it, but... Oh my, look at the time. Sorry for keeping you so late. Oh, it's all right. I wanted to ask her what's going on, but I guess I missed my chance. Hold on, guys. I got some water on my glasses here, so... Let's continue. Forgive me, I have another appointment after this, so we'll have to finish up now. It's okay. I understand. Good work today. See you tomorrow. Thanks. See you tomorrow, Miss Shizumi. Just like that, Miss Shizumi was gone before I could ask her anything. I'm on the bus going home, swaying side to side as usual after practice with Miss Shizumi. Surrounded by salarymen going home, I recall my conversation with her, the scenery passing by me in the background. I know that deep within you lies a great hidden power. Huh? Hidden power? I wonder what she meant by that. Was she trying to say that I was holding back during practice? But I don't really feel like I've been holding back at all. Am I overthinking it? She could have just meant to work hard and practice so I can get better. However, I'm still curious about that serious face of hers this morning as well. I wish we could have talked about it after practice, but she said she was busy and left quickly. Hopefully I'll get the chance to ask her about it tomorrow. I stared out the window with all those kinds of thoughts going through my head. Touch. Just then, I faintly feel a strange sensation through my skirt. It feels almost like someone's hand is touching my butt. No way! A groper. She actually says chikan. That can't be! It must have been an accident. Still, I can't just let things stay this way. I wriggle my body to let the person know that they're touching me. As soon as I do so, the hand on my skirt, quickly pulls away. I'm surrounded by salarymen on their way home from work. One of their hands must have rubbed up against me on accident. They're probably too tired from work to notice. I guess it's to be expected with how crowded this bus is. With that thought, I looked out the window again. However, touch. Someone's hand is touching my butt again. I can feel a warm pain pressed up against me in unison with the bus's swaying. Again? He should be more careful. Someone might confuse him for a real groper if they saw this. I adjust my grip on the overhead railing and shake my body more forcefully than before. Surely this much should be enough for the man to realize what's happening. However, the hand on my butt doesn't move away this time. I still feel an unpleasant warmth through the fabric of my skirt. Wait, could he be an actual groper? There's been quite a few cases of harassment and molestation reported recently, including from students in Chikoho Academy. I suddenly remember what Mr. Moriyama mentioned in homeroom this morning. No way! Is this who Mr. Moriyama was talking about before? But his hand is still only pressed against me. It could still be a simple misunderstanding. That's what I thought, at least. The very next moment, however, rub rub, The hand pressed up against my butt begins to wriggle. Ah, no! I feel every single finger on that hand crawl around my butt like they're worms. Really is a groper. Now convinced, I look back and make eye contact with a salary man standing directly behind me. Heh, you're cute. Exactly my type. So, better take a good look at this art, because the artist, he only ever did this. This is the only visual novel he ever did, as far as his CGs are concerned. And, he had an accident after that. I actually looked into his Twitter account, and yeah, he had a really bad accident. He hasn't been able to find work since. Got really depressed, and kind of sucks that he only got this one. It's a long novel, though. 45 hours. Yeah, I'm not joking. It's a 45-hour novel. Just like I thought, he really is a groper. A creepy grin on his face, his hand starts moving all over my butt. But please stop! I push his hand away and try to ward him off with a whisper so as not to be heard by the other passengers. You can't seriously mean that when you're standing there with such a lewd body. This is actually what you want deep down, isn't it? The groper's words make no sense, and no matter how many times I push his hand away, he keeps on bringing it back to my butt. Rub, rub, rub. I'm begging you, please stop. Overwhelmed with disgust, I roughly shake my hips in a firm display of defiance. I thought that by doing so, the groper would get scared of being noticed by the people around us and finally stop. However, looks like you really do want me to touch you after all. Shaking your ass at me like that, it's like you're asking for it, you slutty schoolgirl. This man somehow took my objection as an invitation. It only seemed to make his dirty desires grow stronger. Look at you wearing such a short skirt. You're practically begging for someone to grope you like this. Ah, he's extremely aroused right now. His hard palm sinks perfectly into my butt, and he starts grabbing and squeezing all over. No, this is so gross. With each squeeze of my butt, I feel a chill run down my spine. At the same time, his heavy, excited breath goes straight into my ears, exacerbating how gross everything feels. This fat, juicy ass is so worth putting my hands all over. I can't get enough. Please stop, this is a crime. I tried to plead to a sense of reason while enduring the fear and disgust of having a complete stranger fond of my body. No need to act so tough. You actually wanted to get groped like this, didn't you? That's why you're walking around with such a slutty body. No, that's not true. There's no way I'd ever want to be groped. Heh, be honest with yourself. Come on, this feels good, doesn't it? Squish. All of a sudden, the sensation of the hand becomes a lot more raw. Terrifyingly, his hand made its way under my skirt. The obscene wriggling of his fingers made my voice escape me. It feels completely different from when he was touching me over my skirt. Hehe, your voice is even cuter when you're all surprised. You're really turning me on. But people are gonna notice if you keep being so loud. You don't want everyone to know that you were groped on a bus, do you? What do you mean? You'll be the one to get in trouble if anyone notices. Are you saying you wouldn't have a problem with having people see your panties out in the open like this? My eyes snapped to my behind to find that my skirt had been pulled up, exposing everything beneath it. Oh no, he pulled my skirt up! Anyone could see my butt right now! Feel your ass getting warmer? This slightly sweaty sensation feels so damn good in my hand. And these panties are so cute and reserved. What a fine woman! Heh heh. The groper hooks one of his fingers onto my... into my crotch. I'm just reading what it gives me here. No, don't do that! I wanted to resolve things peacefully, if it was at all possible to do. If I make commotion over this, there's a chance it could affect this person's career. But if I stay quiet, things would probably only escalate and it would get really bad. So I can't let myself just continue to stand there and endure it. But forgive me! Apologizing in my head, I grab hold of the groper's wrist. This man is groping me! Just as I open my mouth to say those words. Cut it out! She clearly doesn't like that! The older man standing beside me grabs the groper's arm and pulls him away. He must have noticed how I was acting so different from normal. What the hell? Let go! The man who was groping me is flustered from the turn of events. Hey, are you okay? Thank you so much! Tears forming in the corners of my eyes, I bow my head deeply to my savior. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. It must be awful for you. Honestly, do you have no shame? How could you put your hands on such a young girl? The man who saved me harshly scolds the nasty groper. Why are you acting like such a hero? It's her fault for wearing such a short skirt. Unbelievably, the groper shot back at the man. Pops, you've been stealing glances at her since earlier, too. Don't tell me you weren't. You were thinking of filling her up, too, right? What? What are you talking about? That's absolutely not true. That lust is magnificent. A voice resonates through the bus, but I can't tell where it came from. It was a deep, disturbing voice. One that sounded as though it was wrung straight from the depths of the speaker's stomach. What was that? I look all around the bus uneasily. There's no way I'd do something so vulgar. Don't go thinking that everyone else is as depraved as you. That's enough posturing, old man. You were staring at her tits, you were staring at her tits too, weren't you? They're huge, after all. Want to get a squeeze in, huh? What? The groper and the salary man continue arguing as though they didn't hear that voice a moment ago. The other passengers seem too focused on their argument to have noticed anything about the mysterious voice. Was I just hearing things? But it was so... Release your lust. Cast away your reason. There it is again. I heard it clearly this time. And yet... You, a pervert? What a creep! He's even acting like he did nothing wrong! That groper's a real piece of shit for putting his hands on such a cute girl! Not a single passenger shows any reaction to the strange voice. What's going on? Am I the only one who can hear that voice? What's going on? The bewildered sense of anxiety I feel makes a chill run down my spine. And in that moment, I shall cast away everyone's worthless restraints. Let your lust run free into the world. An eerie air envelops the bus just as that mysterious voice speaks again. What was that? It feels like the temperature around me has plummeted extremely quickly. I tried looking around the bus once again. What the? All the way in the back of the bus. Sticking out like a sore thumb, even among the crowd of passengers, there stands a bizarre creature. I can tell the freakish being isn't human with a single glance. It's a monster! I couldn't think of any other word to describe the being. My entire body begins to tremble from the sudden appearance of this monstrosity, and I take a step back in terror. Squish! However, I immediately feel a new sensation on my chest. It shocks me so much that I nearly jump out of my shoes. I hurry and lower my gaze, and there I find someone's hand with a tight grip on my chest. What? I thought the groper was caught. Please, don't grope me anymore. I grab a hold of the arm, squeezing my chest, and glare straight at the pervert's face. However, the person touching my chest is not the same groper from before. It's just how I thought. I can tell how squishy and soft they are through her uniform. This is just too good. The person fawning my breasts like an animal turned out to be the nice old man from before who stopped the groper for me. But why? Look at how big these tits are, even though you're a schoolgirl. Honestly, you girls these days are so damn slutty. His hands crawl all over my uniform like he's savoring the feeling of my chest. Even though it's through the fabric, with each violent squeeze of his hands, I feel a dull pain accompanied by a chill running down my back. No, please stop! I grab his wrist and try to shake him off. However, he's too strong. He just won't let go. It's like he's glued to my breasts. Not only does he not let go, but he presses his palms even harder into my breasts. Why are you doing this? You just stopped the groper from before. I have no idea what's going on. I can't believe that the person who just saved me from getting groped would suddenly do it himself with twisted lust in his eyes. It's your own fault for having such dirty tits. Standing there with those huge tits bulging through your uniform on such a tiny bus, you're practically screaming, "Touch me!" Grinning widely with bloodshot eyes, he pants his hot breath all over me. He looks exactly like the groper from before. I bet that guy only groped you earlier because you seduced him with his body, too. You look so pure, but you're actually a naughty girl. No! I never seduce anyone like that. It's not good to lie. We almost falsely accused him all because you seduced him with his sexy body right here. I've heard that there are a lot of young ladies like you who like to go out to get groped on purpose. They treat it like masturbation. Girls who use men just so they can feel good themselves need to be disciplined nice and hard by us adults. That's not true. I never intended to do anything even close to... I've never even had my breast touched by another man before, but now some random guy's dirty fingers are roughly groping them. This random guy touching my chest, it's awful! Stop! The base of my cock is getting hot just from fondling these things. God damn, these tits are so damn slutty. He cups my breast in his hands and proceeds to squeeze it repeatedly as if to test how firm it felt in his hands. And immediately after, his sweaty palms slide up and down like he's tracing its outlines. No, please stop, I'm begging you, please, just let me go. However, the man ignores my pleas and instead begins to rope my chest even more thoroughly. He even cracks a smile as if he were toying with prey that he finally caught. But why? He was kind enough to save me from getting groped just a minute ago, so what happened all of a sudden? The bird guy. Excellent. Keep surrendering to your lust. That's right. That's right, he completely changed once that monster showed up. Touch. A different hand starts caressing my thighs and reaches under my skirt. What? Why? That unexpected sensation made me hurriedly turn and look behind me. It's not only your ass, your thighs are nice and thick too. I can't get enough of feeling them in my hands. Huh? This is the man from before. The groper from earlier had come back to touch my butt. Stop! Ugh. I grab his wrist by reflex, but he doesn't stop rubbing my butt with his hand. No matter how much I want to resist, it's difficult to even nudge my body with how the two men have me trapped between them. One of them is groping my breast from the front, and the other is caressing my butt from the back. I have no escape. This is awful. How could they both grope me at the same time like this? Your skin is nice and soft like dough. It's amazing what youth can do for a girl. It's like your body was made to be molested. Just like the older man, the first groper keeps going even with my hand on his wrist. He moves in deep circle motions around my butt. His sweaty palms slither along my hips and his fingertips stuck to my skin before creeping all across my panties. No more! Please stop! What? You up my skirt? The palm of the wriggling hand continues to caress my butt, and as it moves upward, it pushes my skirt up. My short skirt rides up with his hand, revealing my panties beneath. No, my panties will be exposed like this. No, please stop touching my butt. I desperately try to pry the man's hands away from rubbing my butt, but my arm strength is no match for his. As soon as he realizes that my resistance is in vain, he gets even bolder and tightens his grip on my butt, kneading it even more roughly. No, this is too much. I can't take it. I felt like there was nothing more I could do on my own. Stop! Someone! Please help! I raised my voice, begging for someone nearby to save me at the top of my lungs. Ah! However, the response I got was not what I hoped for. It was instead the screams of another woman. Shocked, I turned my head towards where the voice came from. What are you all doing? Don't play stupid with us, you can already tell, can't you? Heh heh heh. What? I can't believe my eyes. An office woman is having her breast groped through her suit. It's not by just one man either, for she's surrounded by three of them. What is this? What's going on? Ah! No, stop! And as that, excuse me, as if that was the straw that broke the camel's back, women all over the bus started to scream as well. Wearing such sweet, sexy perfume on this tiny bus, you're obviously trying to seduce us, aren't you? Stop! Don't touch me! Don't make such a fuss. Let's feel real good together, okay? I'll make you squirt with my cock. It has a huge head. No! Stop! Every single woman on the bus is now being assaulted by the men. Multiple men gang up on each woman, toying with their bodies despite their resistance. This is so cruel. How is something this terrible even happening? My mind goes numb at the scene. I almost can't even believe it to be reality. RIP! While I was distracted by the appalling scene before me, I suddenly feel something violently jerk at my chest. Looking down, I see that my uniform has been forced open, completely exposing my chest and bra behind it. I freeze up at how unbelievable it all is. Hehe, looks like your bra's got a cute little modest design, just like I expected. This is the first time I've ever had a man see me in my underwear. Not only that, it's multiple men seeing me like this completely against my will. Stop! Don't look! I'm begging you, please don't look at me! I twist and turn my body to cover my chest as quickly as I can. However, no matter how much I struggle, I am no match for the man's strength. The old man with eyes bloodshot from arousal scoops up my breasts, bra and all, in his sticky hands, practically taunting me in doing so. I can feel their weight and firmness even through your bra. These titties are a gift from nature. He cups my breasts and squeezes them all over with his hands, his bony fingers sinking deeper than before. He's fondling my chest to the fabric of my underwear. I've never even had anyone else do this to me before yet. Please stop it. This is a crime. A crime? Haha, you're one to talk. How can you say that after sticking these naughty toots in my face? The man squishes my boobs down, seemingly savoring the feel of them pushing back. My boobs eagerly obey the laws of physics despite my resistance, reacting as nature intended to his forcefulness. These tits are way more criminal, no? Not just the shape, but the feel of it in my hands is just... Oh, and their smell too. They're so obviously intended to be groped, just hanging there tempting men like that. Oh, that hurts. I'm begging you, please, to stop already. Despite my desperate pleas, the other guy's just looking, continues to relish in the softness of my breast, breathing his sticky breath on me. His every movement is so depraved, just the thought of it is humiliating. Humiliating, rather. I can feel his fingers through my bra the way he deliberately massages my breasts. No! His hot, sticky hands are groping my boobs through my bra. I'm stricken with fear and shame from having completely random men toy with the most private parts of my body. The moist sweat of his hands seeps through my bra, changing the feel of the fabric in the blink of an eye. Hee-hee, you got used to this quick. I bet you've actually been waiting for this a long time now. The way you press your dirty body up against other men. You've been hoping to be groped, haven't you? That's not true. I've never wanted to be groped. Let's go on. Eek! Hee-hee, don't forget me now. Oh, we forgot about that guy. The man who first groped me slides his warm fingers over the line running down my butt. Yeah, nice reaction. Not only is it sensitive, but it fits perfectly in the palm of my hand and feels unbearably good to touch. No, stop touching me like an animal. I try to get away from the groper who's glued right up against me back. My back, not me back. It's like, arr, I try to get away from the groper who's glued up right against me back. Arr, yep. I don't think that... I'm gonna head to the pub and get me a pint. No. It's supposed to be my back. That's called, gotta fix your translation. And I downloaded the latest version of the game, so this is never gonna get fixed. However, doing so means pushing my body into the older man, groping my breasts. Look at you press those tits into me so much. couldn't hold it any longer. Squeeze, squeeze. My breasts wind up pushed into his hands and they're squished into very indecent shapes. Like triangles? I mean, no, not like this. Stuck between assaults on both my front and back, I can only stand there and wriggle around feebly in frustration. Hee-hee, this is the best, to think that I get to grope a student from Fujishiro, and such a cute one at that. Doing two-on-one makes it all the more thrilling, too. I've always been solo until now. Well aware that I can't run away, one of them starts getting more greedy handfuls of my butt through my panties like they're his toys. The caution he displayed at the beginning has vanished. He forces his vulgar desires on me from his fingertips to the base of his palm. No, this is disgusting. Please just stop already. I'm begging you. Repulsion washes all over my body. Chills run up and down my spine. My body's never been tormented like this, but now it's being violated ceaselessly by the greasy hands of these random men. No, this is too much. Please stop this, really. If you stop now, we can just pretend this never happened, okay? So please, come to your senses. Pretend it never happened? Trying to kill our boners after leading us on? What a naughty little bitch. His punishment will go even harder. What? No! Eek! The old man's sweaty hands squeeze my breasts, squishing them down with force. Yeah, as punishment for having such a slutty body, we're gonna spend a long time making you feel nice and good. Vulgarly caressing my hips, he traces the line leading to my tailbone with his fingertips. I recoil reflexively in disgust. No, why? All I did was get on a bus like normal. Why did it end up like this? Okay, again, because that bird thing appeared. The groper runs his hands along my hips like he owns them, and the old man keeps fondling my chest and looking like he's about to drool. The two have been warped by lust. It's like they're possessed. There's a strange light shining in their bloodshot eyes. That's right, there's no way they're in their right minds. This has to be because of that monster. He must have made everyone crazy. Next up is... In the middle of everything else going on, one of the hands that was only on my butt until now begins to move somewhere new. Uh-oh. The groper's hand sinks its fingers into my tightly clenched thighs and pries them open. In an instant, the most private part of my body is touched by the groper with only my panties in the way. No! Anywhere but there! I try to shut my thighs even more tightly. However, the groper sticks his fingers back into my closed thighs and starts rubbing my privates through my panties. No, not there! Stop! Since my thighs are closed, it makes the space where my privates are in my panties a little plump and round. The man's fingers wedge between my inner thighs and persistently rub that embarrassing place of mine. It's okay. I'm gonna make you feel real good. Stop it. No! Even though it's through my panties, it's still sickening to have him rub me so much in my most sensitive spot. I can't stop my hips from jerking over and over as he continues to touch me with varying amounts of pressure. No! Please stop, I mean it. Don't touch me there of all places, I'm begging you. Now that's a good reaction. You feel so soft and squishy down here, too. I bet this pussy feels amazing. This is my most vulnerable place as a woman. I've never had anyone else touch me here ever, especially not another man. I'm on the verge of throwing up now that someone's rubbing the important place of mine through my pants. Blah. Damn. I'm on the verge of throwing up now that someone's rubbing that important place of mine through my panties without any reserve. I'm not supposed to let this happen. A random man's fingers are going down there. No! I can't hold it anymore.
You can't be satisfied with only touching her through her panties either, right? I'd say it's about time to feel that pussy directly. Immediately after saying that, the groper brings his fingers to the brand of my the band of my panties, the last piece of clothing protecting my privates.
No, stop! Anything but that! Having sensed what he's planned on doing, I desperately cling to my panties. They'll see my privates if they take my panties off. They'll even start touching me there, too. That absolutely can't happen. Please, anything but down there. Don't take them off. I'm begging you. I desperately beg them while trying to hold my panties in place. If they take it off, my most important parts as a woman will be completely exposed to these random men. That's the one thing I need to keep from happening at all costs.
Hee hee hee. I love your responses very well. I guess I'll take this off.
The hand that was occupied with groping my breast instead grabs my bra and tries to forcibly pull it down. No, stop it, stop it, don't do this.
I put my other hand on my bra and try to keep it from being pulled down with all my might. Hee hee hee, you're wide open down there. Just a bit more and we'll be able to see that cute little pussy.
My panties start to move down while I'm distracted by the hand trying to rip away my bra. My bra and my panties, the clothes made to protect a girl's most vulnerable places on her body, are now both about to be stripped off.
Look, you're about to let us take both of them off since you didn't defend yourself enough.
No, stop! I try to somehow hold them back with my hands, but they're strong men and with two of them at once, I have no chance at all.
Whoa, I can see your areola. Hey, sweetie, hey, just look at how pretty and pink it is.
Yeah, and half her ass is hanging out down here. It's as juicy as a ripe little fruit. I want to get my hands all over it.
My most private places are slowly being revealed to the men before me.
Ah, no way! However, in that moment...
What?
The sound of a window breaking echoes throughout the entire bus. What just happened?
It's the goddess angel!
The goddess angel? A peculiarly dressed woman appears before me.
That's the rumored goddess angel?
Mia was just talking about it this morning. She said it was just an elusive urban legend. Now that elusive urban legend is standing before me. She really does exist. But then does that mean the monster I saw earlier is also real? Is it one of those evil beings of darkness? Wow, things just got better. I've been dying to fuck her. All the men who were groping the woman on the bus turned towards the goddess angel in unison. They stare at her with lust-filled eyes as if they were appraising every last part of her body. How pitiful. The goddess angel lets out a bemused sigh at the sight of the men before her.
Oh, don't say that. How about you have some fun with us? Yeah, we'll show you a good time.
The men surround the goddess angel and slowly approach her. However, she remains perfectly calm. She lets out a short sigh, then simply raises her right hand at the men.
What's that?
The moment the goddess angel speaks those words, my field of vision is enveloped in a pure white light. The light soon converges. And when I open my eyes next, all the sinister mist that filled the bus before has vanished.
What was that light just now?
What's happening?
Ugh!
The men who were groping women began to collapse, one after another.
What's going on? What happened?
I hesitantly shift my gaze to the fallen men. It looks like they've lost consciousness. Is it because of that light from a second ago? After a closer look, I see that the women have also fallen over, their clothes still open. Only then do I remember that my own body is exposed and I hurriedly adjust my uniform back to normal. Unfortunately for you, I've purified all the people you corrupted and returned them to normal. You're all that's left.
The goddess angel stands directly in front of the monster and speaks out to him in a clear, strong voice. Return them to normal, so everyone came back to their senses from that light? Looks like everyone was safe thanks to the goddess angel purifying them somehow. Now I know for sure that this is all caused by the monster making everyone go all crazy. There's still one thing I don't get, though. Why did I alone stay conscious after all that? Everyone else got knocked out. Tch! Holy Rouge! Resorting to dirty little tricks, are you? Holy Rouge, that's apparently the goddess angel's name. Oh, which one of us is playing dirty again? You're the one who only ever comes up with cowardly plans and runs away when I show up.
Well, I was just trying to make the men fuck the women. I mean, look now.
No, I mean, seriously, what's his response to that? I'd say you play way more dirty than I do, wouldn't you agree?
I hope you're enjoying yourself because you're not going to be able to run that mouth of yours for much longer.
Huh? The monster's body disappears. And in the very next moment, a thick arm wraps around my stomach.
Come!
I feel an immense pressure against me, followed by a loud boom. My eyes closed out of reflex, and now I can't open them. I'm not letting you get away. I faintly hear Holy Rube's voice in the distance. Phew! The monster clicks its tongue in frustration. The sound coming from just above me and the booming sound soon stops. I open my eyes hesitantly and find myself in a completely different place from before. I'm at a park? How? I was on the bus just a second ago.
You care about this girl's life, don't you? Well, I'll consider sparing her if you stand still and take my attack without resisting.
An enraged voice emanates from right next to my ear. It sounds like I'm being carried by the monster. Sorry about that, guys. I need some water. Taking her hostage, huh? How cowardly can you get? Honestly, I don't even feel anger towards you at this point. Only pity. Before I know it, the Holy Rose is standing right in front of me, too.
You little...
The monster instantaneously closes the distance between itself and the Holy Rogue, then swings its ominously shining claws down. Watch out! The attack is so fast that I can't keep track of it, but Holy Rogue's rogue dodges like it's nothing.
Didn't I tell you not to dodge? Next time you evade one of my attacks, you can say goodbye to the girl's life.
Oh, I don't have to worry about that. You can't hurt her after all.
What did you just say? Do you really think I'm not being serious?
I'm simply stating the truth. What the heck is she saying? If she keeps provoking him, he'll...
You're underestimating me, huh?
The monster quivers in rage and raises his right hand.
Then, how's this?
He pushes his hard palm against my forehead, and I feel something hot flow out through it and into me. The hand pressed against my forehead sends something horrific flowing into me as if it were a pulsating pump. My heart throbs extremely hard. My body feels hot. It's like my blood is starting to boil inside me. What's going on? Something strange is going on inside me. No, this is disgusting.
Haha, just you watch. I'll make this woman our slave in no time at all.
The repulsive images that the creature is feeding into my mind feels like it's replacing my consciousness with something new. No! Someone help me! I don't want this! Don't panic. Calm your mind. I hear someone's voice. No, I feel it. It's like it's speaking directly to my mind. Huh? Who are you? You won't be beaten by something as small as this. Believe in the pure light that resonates deep in your heart. The pure light? Deep in my heart? A warm white light envelops my body as if prompted by those words. What is this? That light is a crystallization of energy that can repel beings of evil. Don't let those wicked powers control you and repel them with your newfound strength instead. Use it, but how am I supposed to? Don't worry, your body instinctively knows. You just have to trust yourself. Trust myself. Is she gonna become like Sailor Moon? I calm my mind and relax my whole body, then begin to take in the warm light. As I do so, the light around me gradually grows. Suddenly, two words come to my mind and I give voice to them.
Changing grip!
Yeah, she totally became the frickin' Sailor Scout, it looks like, almost, right? But what? She's a magical girl, look at that. I'm utterly bewildered both at what I just did and the transformation that I've undergone. All of a sudden, I'm wearing a costume like Holy Rogues instead of my school uniform. Is this me? It feels so strange. My body is as light as a feather, but strength is overflowing for me at the same time. What? There are two of you goddess angels now? What's going on? Not paying attention? I told you that you won't be able to hurt her. Also, haven't you noticed? You're touching her. Isn't it strange for a demon like you? Holy Rouge almost seems cheerful as she addresses the monster.
Oh yeah? A normal human shouldn't be able to come into contact with we demons.
That's right. If you paid attention to that from the start, then you would have been able to tell that, then you would have been able to tell just what she is. Oh, how unfortunate.
Damn it! This isn't over yet, though. I'll be back with more men!
The monster then swings his arm through the open air. A black wind is expelled from his hand, melting into the dark of night. Uh-oh. It's a goblin. You know what they do in every fucking hentai game ever? It soon melts into a grotesque humanoid shape. What in the world is that creature? Careful. It wants to fuck you like in every single game. We've got to run. It's a ghoul. It's a low-level demon. It's okay. He's no big deal as long as you don't let your guard down. Her words don't really reassure me. It's clearly something different from a human being. So what the heck am I supposed to do against such a freakish creature? I don't know. Kick it in the balls?
Ghouls! Attack!
More ghouls appear and they all leap at me. Where's the damn Power Rangers when you need them? I quickly dodge the ghouls rushing after me. Luckily, it looks like they're not very fast, so evading them wasn't all too difficult. No. The ghouls turn around and glare at me with hatred in their eyes. I'm so scared, my legs feel like they're about to give out. Don't just dodge them, you have to defeat them! To defeat them? I can't! There's no way that I'd be able to... Don't give up! It's okay! You can do it!
で気を抜いちゃダメよ。いくら相手が強くても諦めなければ勝つ可能性はあるのだから。
Stay focused until the end. No matter how strong your opponent is, you always have a chance as long as you don't give up. Don't give up. That's what I learned from Miss Shizumi earlier today.
大丈夫。あなたならできるわ。
I wonder if Holy Rouge is Miss Shizumi. Don't worry, you can do it. Believe in yourself. Well, she did tell her she had a power. Believe in myself. But how the heck am I supposed to? Holy Rouge suddenly smiles at me as I speak. Use a weapon. A weapon? Yes, envision one.The latent power lying deep within you will materialize it. Envision one. I close my eyes and focus. Before long, I feel a gentle sensation forming in my hands. It's Sonic's ring, but like, really freaking big. There's some kind of ring made out of light in my hands. So what does she do, like, throw it? It comes back to her like a boomerang or something? It suits you perfectly as a weapon. It's like, what's the deal, God? I kind of wanted a sword. Like, I don't know, I guess I'll use this halo thing. Okay, this is my weapon. Gee. The ghoul's atrocious shrieks quickly pull me back to reality. Now, use that to take them down. I'm supposed to beat these monsters?I can't do it. I can't bring myself to hurt anyone else, even if they're a monster. If you don't fight, then even more women will become victims like the ones back there. You have the power to save them and stop that from happening. The power to save people.I put more strength into the grip on the halo. If I really do have that power, then... I don't know, dude. I don't speak ghoul. The ghouls pick up the speed as they close the distance between... the distance towards me. I don't try to dodge. Instead, I step forward. What? She's so fast! It's probably that damn Sonic ring! I can tell that the ghouls are shocked at my unexpected action as they're frozen in place. Now, swing your weapon and strike at them as if you were playing tennis! As if I were playing tennis? I can do that! A vortex of air surges forth and slices through the monstrosities like blades. The ghouls that were about to attack me turn into black mist and eventually vanish. I beat them. Did I really do it? Once I come back to my senses, all the strength leaves my body. Just then I hear a terrifying voice come from directly behind me.I turn around in a panic, but it's too late. You know, you can also kick them in the shins. People really underestimate how much it hurts when you hit your shins. There are still two ghouls left, and they're already within an arm's reach of me. My body stiffens and my eyes instinctively shut.They scream their final breaths. When Holy Rouge swings their weapon, the two ghouls are instantly annihilated. Thank you so much! Don't let your guard down until you're sure that everything's over. Okay, I'm sorry. There's no need to apologize. Just be more careful from now on. It's for your own sake, alright? For some reason, I feel myself stand up straight and proper when Holy Rouge speaks to me like that. Looks like he got away again. I take a look all around, but the monster that attacked us on the bus seems to have disappeared without me noticing. Running is the one thing he's actually good at. I'll give him that. It looks like Holy Rouge is regretting the fact that she let him get away. But honestly, I'm relieved.
Now, my next target is this old folks' home. That's your lust. Well, hold on. Man, they really get it on worse than I thought over here. I guess you don't need me. This Viagra stuff's amazing!
No. This is great. Now it can all be over without having to fight any more than I already have. Just as that thought comes to mind, I feel all the strength leave my body and I plop onto the ground completely exhausted. Fufu, good job today. That was spectacular considering it was your first time, Yuri. No! I really didn't do that much. I couldn't even think properly with everything going on. I wouldn't have made it out if you weren't- Wait! I'm halfway through my response before I realize something odd about what she said. I stand back up. You just said my name. How do you know it already? Oh, it's nothing to be surprised about. I mean, don't we see each other every day? Huh? This is the first time I've met you. That's right. I suppose you've never seen me while I'm dressed like this. Holly Rouge brings a cool smile to her face, then traces her finger across her lips. And the next moment, her costume shines brightly and then suddenly vanishes. Left behind is an altogether familiar, mature lady standing there with a grin. How about now? You're... It's Miss Suzune Shizumi, my teacher from Fujishiro Academy, because of course it is.
The Demon Realm, governed by power and lust, home to the whirling miasma of darkness. It seems as though a second goddess angel has appeared. Amidst the deep darkness, the absolute ruler of the Demon Realm, the Demon God, because, you know, that's the best name they can think for him, expels a breath that shakes the very earth around him. What loathsome creatures! For all that is evil in this world, someone dispose of them as soon as possible. I care not who it be. Yes, my lord, please leave the task to me. Zeruium, I suppose that even you would suffice. Go forth, exterminate those meddlesome pests, and engulf the human realm in lust energy. Yes, my lord, your wish is my command. You best not forget those words. With one last line in his earth-shaking voice, the demon god disappears into the darkness. Ugh, if I fail any more than I already have, not only will I lose my lord's faith, but even my very life may be at stake. I must eliminate the goddess angels at once. It seems as though even the demon god is a bit alarmed by the appearance of a second goddess angel. Before Zeruim appears Sigrimud. Known even among his peers as a mad scientist, this demon is lunatic at experimentation.
Tch, Sigrimud, what do you want?
How cold of heart! I simply have my doubts over whether you'll actually be able to take those other two goddess angels down. I could assist you if you feel like you need the help. It certainly contributed to my research. Ho ho ho!
Damned mad scientist! You're wasting your breath. I'm more than capable of taking them down on my own. I've no need for help from the likes of you.
Zeruium. These names are hard as shit to pronounce. Zeruium walks away without giving so much as a single glance backwards, leaving behind the mad scientist of the Demon Realm in the pitch-black darkness.
I wonder about that. Let's hope you don't end up angering our lord any more than you already have. Ha ha ha!
Seagramon snickers as he watches Zero and walk away from him. The next day.
And for that reason, I'm completely spaced out. I know I should be focusing on class, but I just can't help but think of yesterday. I still can't believe I transformed and fought those monsters. I mean, I've lived an entirely normal life up until yesterday. And the monsters are another thing. To think that such monstrosities actually existed in real life. But that definitely wasn't a dream last night. I'm more sure of that than anyone else could ever be. Hello, Earth to Yuri! Huh? Surprised by the voice, I raise my head and there stands a disgruntled-looking Mio. Jeez, what's up with you, Yuri? You never get all spaced out like that. I wonder if Mio transforms eventually, too. Huh? Oh, really? Look, you still are now. Class is over already. I look around in shock to find that most of the students have already left. Those still lagging behind are already shuffling out while chatting. Class is over, and yet you've been sitting here with your textbook up like your mind's left your body. If that's not spaced out, what is? Sorry. I've never failed to notice when class has come to an end before. I just proved how disturbing the events of yesterday was to me. It feels so strange, almost as if my dreams and reality have swapped places. You don't have to apologize. Something on your mind lately? No, not really. There's no way I could tell Mio that I became a goddess angel and fought monsters. Well, if you say so. More importantly, let's go home. We've got tests starting tomorrow, so we've got to hurry home and give our final show of resistance. Mio tries to motion me ahead. Oh, sorry, Mio. I've already made plans with Miss Shizumi, so... What? Special tennis practice again? Even with tests right around the corner? It's a little different than that, but anyway, sorry about this. But you've always been smart to begin with. So you won't need to pull an all-nighter either way, unlike me. She drops her shoulders dejected. Man, you sure have it great. I wish I could skip studying and go on a date with Miss Shizumi like you. A date? Silly me, this isn't the time for chit-chat. See you later, Yuri. Good luck. Yeah, you too, Mio. Mio quickly leaves the classroom. I watch her go, then pack my things up and make my way to meet with Miss Shizumi. How about now? You're... It's Miss Suzune Shizumi, from my teacher from Fujishiro Academy. Miss Shizumi, but why? Miss Shizumi smiles like she's amused at seeing me all flustered. You're the goddess angel everyone's been talking about this whole time? That's right. The nonchalance with which she acknowledges this somehow feels deflating. Now you're one too. I look down at myself. I'm dressed as the same as Miss Shizumi, or rather, Holy Rogue was earlier. Yeah, I guess so. I heard a voice in my head out of nowhere, then all of a sudden I looked like this. Wait! What's wrong?
Miss Shizumi, am I gonna stay looking like this forever? Do you not like it? I think it suits you well. You seem so strong and dignified like this. It's a really wonderful look. Thank you very much. Wait, that's not the problem here. It's kind of embarrassing to be wearing all this. Oh, that's a shame, but it certainly would be bad if people saw you like this. Yuri, do you remember the moment when you first transformed? When I spoke the words that came to my mind, my finger traced over my lips all on its own. Try tracing over your lips again like before. Like this? The instant my finger passes over my lips, the same light as the one when I transform envelops my whole body. And when the light dies down, I'm back in my usual school uniform. I changed back. What a relief. I exhale in relief. However, so many questions begin to overflow for me now that I've calmed down. So why did I transform all of a sudden? Nothing like this has ever happened to me before at all. How about so that you could just fight, excuse me. How about so that you could fight against evil? I mean, that's what you just did, right? Well, yes, I did fight, but it all happened so fast I could barely even tell what was going on. And what the heck were those monsters? I still can't fully believe that things like that actually exist in this world. They're a mutual enemy of both the human realm and our own. Our own? Does that mean you're not from the human realm, Miss Shizumi? What exactly are you? I understand your confusion. Looks like I've got a lot to explain. I gulp in anticipation and stare at Miss Shizumi. However, you'll have to wait until after school tomorrow for me to tell you everything. What? But why? Do you hear that sound? She points towards the street. Hey, there's people collapsed on that bus! They're still breathing. It looks like they've only lost consciousness. Quick, call an ambulance. They might have been exposed to something poisonous. It seems like people have found the bus from earlier and were starting to make a scene. That figures what with the bus being full of broken windows and unconscious passengers. Hey, looks like something might have happened over there, too. I can also hear someone approaching us. They must have heard our recent battle. Someone will probably see us if we stay here. She's right, this might not exactly be the best situation to be having a nice little chat. So tomorrow on the roof after school, okay? I have so many questions I want to ask her. What realm is she from if not from the human realm? What exactly is a goddess angel? And what even am I? Miss Shizumi should know everything. Okay! And that's where we're gonna leave off. Yeah. I did say it would be an hour, and it's literally an hour. A little bit over an hour. So, that's all we're doing for Angel's Tear this month, guys. That's literally it. We've got other dark AVN, and, well, this one, I mean, it had the Chikon scene, and that was, you know, dark, and it had the evil music playing, and the demons, and the... But then you had the fighting, and the transforming, and all that stuff. So, yeah. It's a little bit of both worlds. A lot of the dark ones always have some kind of fighting in it. Not all the time, but a lot of the times they have some kind of thing like that. But yeah, guys, so you can pick this one up on Steam, and you can pick it up at Kagura, of course. Kagura has it. And you can pick it up on GOG. It's now on GOG. They didn't know what they had, but I did tell them, but they don't care. So anyway, go ahead and pick this one up. This is one of the last ones that Kagura will have with GOG. They ended their partnership, so this is one of the last ones you'll get from them. So if you do want to pick this game up and it looks good and you're ready to really sit down and do 41 hours of reading, 41 to 45, I'm not really sure, but a lot of hours of reading, and there's a lot of bad ends, a high amount of non-con, stuff like that, definitely pick up Angel's Tear. I think it's pretty well done. I mean, I like the art, I like the animations, the story's interesting, and yeah, it's dark. But we got some darker ones coming up, so don't worry, guys. We got Night Shift Nurses, and we actually have a patient on Night Shift Nurses. So I know you haven't seen this patient before, and I know you're looking forward to it. So we're going to go ahead and have, I think it's Aiko is next. So all right, guys, we'll see you next time, and I am out of here. Remember, Night Shift Nurses tomorrow for an hour. I'm out. No. Figured this out. There we go. Prologue Day 2, Part 1. We're still in the prologue. We didn't even get to the game itself yet. I wonder if this is actually a game because it is Kagura.